Chapter 1. At the Admiral Benbow Inn. Captain lived in Mr. Hawkins' inn. Everybody was afraid of him. He was also afraid. He was afraid of pirates. One day, a man called Black Dog came to the inn. He looked scary. "Where is Captain?" he asked Jim. Jim was Mr. Hawkins' son. "He went for a walk," Jim answered. "Okay, I'll wait for him." Black Dog sat at the table. Captain walked into the inn. He started to fight with Black Dog. Black Dog ran away. Then, Captain fell on the floor. Luckily, Dr. Livesey came to the inn. He helped Captain. "You had a stroke. You mustn't drink rum, or you'll die," Dr. Livesey said. The next day, a blind man came to the inn. He gave Captain something and ran away. "It's a black spot," said Captain, and he fell on the floor again. He was dead. Jim and his mother did not want to be in the inn with the dead Captain. But Captain did not pay for his room and food, and Jim's mother wanted her money. They went to Captain's room. They found some money, but it was not enough. "I'll take this packet," said Jim. Suddenly, they heard the blind man and other men. They were pirates! Jim and his mother ran away. The pirates wanted something from the captain. It wasn't there. The pirates were angry. They wanted to find Jim. Then, some men on horses came. The pirates ran away. Jim and his mother were safe. Chapter 2. The Captain's Packet. Jim went with the men to Dr. Livesey. He and his friend, Squire Trelawney, looked at the packet. They were surprised. "Jim, do you know what it is?" asked Dr. Livesey. "I don't know," Jim answered. "It is a map. It shows where Captain Flint's treasure is. It is on an island." "Who is Captain Flint?" Jim asked. "He was a very dangerous pirate. He was also very rich. He is dead now," said Dr. Livesey. "I have an idea. Let's find the treasure. I can buy a ship in Bristol," said Mr. Trelawney. Mr. Trelawney went to Bristol. After some time, Jim and Dr. Livesey got a letter from him. "Dear Livesey and Jim, I have got a ship. Her name is Hispaniola. She is great. Her captain is Mr. Smollett. I met a man. His name is Long John Silver. He's a cook. He wants to sail with us. He knows a lot of good sailors. Come at once to Bristol. Yours, John Trelawney." The adventure started. Chapter 3. On the Sea. Long John Silver was a good cook. He had a talking parrot and only one leg. He liked Jim. Captain Smollett wasn't very happy about the crew. Some men looked suspicious. "We must be careful. The sailors speak about a map and treasure. I thought it was a secret. I don't know who told them about it," said Captain Smollett. "What shall we do?" asked Dr. Livesey. "Put some powder and guns in your cabin, and be ready for anything," Captain Smollett answered. The voyage was good. Everybody worked well. One evening, Jim was hungry. He wanted an apple. He went to an apple barrel and fell asleep there. Suddenly, some voices woke him up. "So, will you join us?"
"Yes, sure."
"Good. You will have a lot of money. My friend Flint saved a lot. But we must wait. Dr. Livesey and Mr. Trelawney will show us where the treasure is, and then we will kill them." It was Silver and one of the sailors. Jim knew what happened. Silver was a pirate. He and other sailors wanted to get the treasure. Jim wanted to tell Dr. Livesey, Mr. Trelawney, and Captain Smollett about it. "Will Silver see me when I run from the apple barrel?" Jim thought. "Land ho!" the lookout suddenly shouted. Everybody ran up to the deck. Sailors were happy. They finally got to the island.
"Dr. Livesey, I must talk to you," Jim whispered.
Jim told Dr. Livesey, Mr. Trelawney, and Captain Smollett about the pirates. They were 7 honest men to 19 pirates. The situation wasn't good. Chapter 4. The Shore Adventure. It was very hot. Nobody wanted to work on the ship. "In the afternoon, you can go to the shore," Captain Smollett said to the sailors. "Hooray!" everybody shouted. Jim and Silver went on the boats with the sailors. Captain Smollett, Dr. Livesey, Mr. Trelawney, and 5 men stayed on the ship. When Jim's boat got to the beach, he jumped out and ran away. He wanted to hide himself. He could hear some screams. The pirates killed good sailors. Suddenly, Jim saw a strange man. "Who are you?" Jim asked. "I'm Ben Gunn. I live on this island. And what's your name?"
"My name's Jim Hawkins. How did you get here?"
"Our ship left me here. But I don't mind. I am happy and rich." Jim thought Ben was a little bit crazy. "I worked for Flint when he buried his treasure here," Ben Gunn continued. "I hope you are not Flint's pirate."
"No," said Jim, "but one of Flint's pirates is on our ship. He has one leg."
"Oh no, is he Long John Silver?"
"Yes, he is."
Ben Gunn was afraid. Jim told him the whole story about the map. "You can borrow my boat and get back on your ship," Ben said. Suddenly, they could hear shooting. The fight with the pirates started. "Run this way, Jim."
There is a small house in the wood. You could find your friends there. Thank you, Ben. See you later. While Jim talked with Ben, Dr. Livesey and his friends put some food and guns into a small boat and sailed to the beach. They found a wooden house. They could safely live there. They went to Hispaniola again to get more food. Look, Israel Hands has a gun. The pirates want to shoot at us from the ship, Captain Smollett said. Can you shoot him, Mr. Trelawney? Mr. Trelawney tried it. He shot one of the pirates, but their small boat sank. They got to the house, and Jim found them there in the evening. He told them about Ben Gunn. Next morning, Long John Silver visited their house. We want treasure. Give us the map, and we will take you back to England after we find it. No way! Come here again, and you will die, Silver, said Captain Smollett. Silver was angry. He walked away. I am sure the fight will start again soon, said Captain Smollett. He was right. Soon, some pirates ran to the house. Jim and his friends won. Some pirates were dead, but also two of Trelawney's servants died, and Captain Smollett was hurt. I want to speak to Ben Gunn, said Dr. Livesey, and he left the house. Jim didn't want to stay in the house. He wanted to do something. He decided to take Ben Gunn's boat and sail to the Hispaniola. He wanted to steal the Hispaniola from the pirates. Chapter 5. Jim's Adventure on the Ship. Jim found Ben's boat and easily got to the Hispaniola. He could hear the pirates on the ship. There was a fight. The pirates had a lot of alcohol. Jim didn't know how to get on board. He was tired. He fell asleep. In the morning, everything was quiet. Jim's boat was very near Hispaniola. He quickly climbed on board, and he could hear how the big ship broke his small boat. Now he couldn't get away from Hispaniola. All the pirates on the ship were dead. They killed each other. Only Israel Hands lived, but he was hurt. I'm your new captain, Mr. Hands, said Jim.
Brandy, said Hands.
Jim gave him some brandy to drink, and Israel Hands felt better. You can give me food and drink, and I can tell you how to sail Hispaniola, said Hands. Jim agreed. They waited for the tide. Could I get some wine, Jim? Hands asked. Yes, of course. Jim knew Hands didn't like wine. Some bottles of wine were downstairs. Hands wanted Jim to leave the deck. Why? Jim went downstairs, but quickly ran upstairs on the other side of the ship. He watched Hands. Hands was hurt, but he could move. He got a big knife. He wanted to kill Jim. Jim took a pistol and returned with a bottle of wine. He didn't say anything. When they stopped with Hispaniola at the shore, the fight started. Hans hurt Jim with his knife, but Jim shot him. Hispaniola was safe, and he happily went to his friends. Chapter 6. At the House Again. When Jim came to the house, everything was quiet. "Do all my friends sleep?" Jim asked himself. He went in. It was dark inside. He could hear breathing. Suddenly, a bird started to scream. It was Silver's parrot. Jim wanted to run away. "Stop!" Somebody's hands caught Jim. "Oh, it's our Jim. How are you?" Silver asked. "Where are my friends?" "We are your friends. Dr. Livesey and others are gone." Jim was afraid. Are his friends dead? "You can kill me, but you don't know where the ship is. You don't have the treasure. You have nothing," said Jim. "Okay, let's kill you," said one pirate and took his knife. "Stop," said Silver. "I like this boy. Don't do anything to him." "We don't want to listen to you anymore. We want treasure. Where is it? Where is the ship?" said the pirates. "We have to talk," they said, and went out of the house. "Jim, we have to help each other. Your friends are okay. They gave us this house and went away. I don't know where. Dr. Livesey gave me the map. I don't know why. Promise you will save my life, and I will try to save yours," said Silver. The pirates returned. One of them gave Silver something. It was a black spot. "You aren't our captain anymore," they said. "Listen to me. I told you to wait until Dr. Livesey and Mr. Trelawney find treasure. You didn't. You started fighting the moment you got on the island. The ship is gone, but I have the map. So who is better, you or me?" "You! Silver is our captain," shouted the pirates. In the morning, Dr. Livesey came to the house. Some pirates were hurt, and he was their doctor. He didn't look at Jim. He was angry with him. When he wanted to leave, he talked to Jim for a while. "Where did you go? Why did you run away from us?" Dr. Livesey asked. "I wanted to get Hispaniola. And I have her." "Really? That's great. Jim, run away with me now." "I can't. I promised Silver to help him." "Okay, be careful when looking for treasure," said Dr. Livesey and left. Chapter 7. Treasure Hunt. Jim, Silver, and the pirates went to look for treasure. They found a skeleton of a man. It looked strange. Its hands showed which way to go. The pirates were afraid. Finally, they were only 100 meters from the treasure. All the pirates ran. Silver and Jim waited. The pirates started to scream. There was no treasure. Only a big hole. The pirates were angry. Silver, it's your fault. You will die. Suddenly, 2 pirates were shot. The others ran away. Jim and Silver could see Dr. Livesey and Ben Gunn with guns. They told them a story. Ben Gunn found the treasure and had it in his cave. Dr. Livesey didn't need the map anymore, and he gave it to the pirates. Then they waited for them at the hole so that they could shoot them. All friends got on Hispaniola with Silver, Ben Gunn, and the treasure. They got safely home. Silver ran away with some money, but everybody was rich anyway. Sometimes, Jim heard the scream of Silver's parrot in his dreams.